This was during the time of the Vietnam War. And so on this day, I'm sure several of our friends were either fighting or getting killed in Vietnam. And many of us were actually in the process of defending their rights to reject participating in the war at the time. 25 LA County sheriffs opened fire on innocent students and protesters and wounded and killed many people who were protesting against the war in Vietnam and were also protesting against police violence, which was followed by 2 to 3.5 year crackdown on young people gathering on the streets of East Los Angeles. And at the time that we shot this, performed this, we felt it had been long enough. The oppression had been, it was time for it to be extinguished. And so we declared it to be a celebration. That day was rather cool and brisk, and it was, I guess, celebratory in many ways because the people that were passing by were cheering and honking horns. I'm behind the camera. I'm kind of pointing and telling people where to go, and possibly I think we had a few items to eat there, and actually I was holding a handful of people at bay from entering into the frame because people wanted to join in. Masks and makeup were often used in the OSCO exhibitions. I basically grew up wearing masks at all time, and I would go through long periods of wearing different types of makeup and costumes, the idea of identifying ourselves on some level of individuality, but at the same time, understanding that our roles as young Chicanos was also sort of a social role that required the appropriate getup, and one that would contradict the negative stereotypes that were being portrayed in the media. And this way, everything we did was basically to throw a monkey wrench into the darker vision that the corporations and the government at the time had in store for young Chicanos. I kind of grew up in an environment that had many holdovers from the Pachuco era, and it was all about theatrics. It was all about utilization of words and how one posed themselves and how they carried themselves throughout the city. And although one might not have economic or political power, one did have the power to create a vision, an image.